first and the last verse. 350 at the bottom of the page. All right. Brother Derek, would you ask the question of the altar for us, please?
Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for being here again in your house again, Father. We just ask that we take this blessing this morning, Father, and just bless the gift and the giver. Just let it all be used to your benefit and your glory, Father. We just ask that you just add your presence to the preaching hour this morning, Father. Just let it all be a benefit to us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We realize that Some of you may never teach a Sunday school class, or you may never be called a preacher or whatever. But if you are, and if you have children, guess what? You're called to be a teacher. Right? So there's almost no chance. Even if you don't have children, there's going to be folks around you that you know, can be brought closer to the Lord by a word fitly spoken at the right time. So there's pretty much no chance that you're not going to benefit from what you're practicing when you do this. So I know I can still say I very much appreciate the opportunity that I was given, so that when the Lord did call me to preach, guess what? It wasn't the first time I'd ever stood in front of anybody. You know, that it was a great help to me. So I appreciate that very much. And Brother Matthew working with our youth, so do pray for them. Any other announcements? Can't think of anything else that we got going on. Oh, there's the thing at Preacher Stacy's church. I forget when that was. Let me read this right quick. This is at Preacher Stacy Lane's church. That's Solid Rock Drexel. And this, they're having a Bible conference. It's going to be April 2nd through the 5th. That will be morning service at 10 a.m. on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. There will be evening services at 7 on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And we got flyers here, so if you want, well, anybody's interested in that, you know, there's no somewhere to put one of those. We got some of those there. So who's got a request of prayer bubble lifted hand this morning? Amen. Remember all these. Oh, also foundations. I forgot about that. Foundations study will be Sunday this month. And for those of you who are visiting that may not know, what our pastor does is every month, he gives us a question, and we'll go home and study it. And then on the last Sunday evening of each month, each person has an opportunity to present what it is that they learned in their studies. We always get the youth up front. He gives them an opportunity to go first, and then anybody can participate. But you don't have to. You can just come and listen. You don't have to say something just because you come. So everybody's welcome to that. That will the actual foundation study will be at 5. It's at 5 or at 5 o'clock. But then we're going to have youth choir practice. That is at 4. Is that correct, Tom? Youth choir practice at 4?
Yeah.
Is it 4? Okay, so anybody that's in youth choir, make sure you come over if you can that day at 4 o'clock. So we'll practice that. So be praying about that also. But prayer requests, I know there's several. I mean, there's always a lot, but this would be the prayer. Yeah, we're still, you know, living in this world in cursed bodies, in a world that is cursed by sin, so we have needs. Remember Preacher Billy, he fell again this week. I think they said he's at home. How did it turn out? What actually ended up? Did he didn't break anything or anything like that, did he?
He has 2 fractures.
He does, okay.
Yeah, the hardware's still good, and he's here in Scotland. But the hardware's still good, so they don't have to do surgery, but he has 2 fractures, and he has to be non-weight bearing for at least 2 weeks, and that means he can't.
Okay.
No weight at all. That's the difficult part, and he can hang.
Yeah, amen. So it was, the fractures are around that hip that they worked
on? It's on the muscle side of the leg.
Okay.
Yeah, but the hardware's good. They don't need a hip replacement.
Okay, so at least we didn't hurt at least that much. Thank Lord he's okay. Thank Lord he's at home. But just pray that God will help him, heal him, and give him encouragement. And pray for Miss Vivian, too, because I know it discourages her, too, to see Preacher Billy hurting. And then, you know, all of them, pray for the whole family, because they're all, you know, trying to make sure he's taken care of there. And if you've ever been in that situation, you know, you know what it is, right? It's on the outside, you just say it all, we're having to help Mom, or we're having to help Dad. And it sounds easy until you're the one doing it, and then you realize it's fairly consuming. And it's not that they haven't earned it. I mean, it's our parents, right? They've earned it. How many times have they taken care of us when we were helpless? So that's not the issue. It's just that, you know, it does take time and energy to do it. So be sure and pray for these ones and all the ones that are looking in on family members and that are helping in that way. So I remember them. Continue to remember Brother Tim Young. I don't know if there's anything to
do with him or his. He went for his second treatment this past week on Thursday. And my dad took him and he said he did good. So.
He's doing a pay raise. I think he's praising the Lord for that. And then also,
he'll have a week off and then 2 more weeks. Then I think it's like 10 weeks altogether, but 2 weeks, a week off, 2 weeks, a week off.
Okay. And then also the family they mentioned that have taken in the 5 children. Is that a foster situation right now? Is that how it's working?
It is. They have the oldest boy is 9 years old, and they have kind of a relationship with his mom already. So that's how they ended up with him. And then the other 4 kids in the place, they moved to the mall. So.
Okay. Amen. Do you remember this, that the Lord would work in that situation and help a very bad situation? we know we can trust the Lord to take care of that. Continue to remember Brother Robert. I know he wasn't feeling great Wednesday, I don't think, but he was able to come, but I noticed they're not able to be here this morning, so do please remember them. And then also mentioned to us another special request that they want to help pray about. Appreciate being able to see the Chapmans back this morning. I know that they've been sick for a while. There's several that's been sick for a while. Good to see Brother Charles back. Just pray the Lord continue to help him and the stuff that he's got going on there. I know Ms. Terry said that Ms. Barbara's been doing pretty good. I guess that's still the case. Amen. Amen. Continue to remember Rory's dad also with that congestive heart failure situation. I guess they still probably haven't decided exactly what they're going to do, have they? We've got several families that are on vacation this morning, so do remember them. Dalton said he was pretty sure Mom and Dad just needed a break from him and Cooper, so. So they took off and left them behind. We're still, me and Christina, we're not there yet. Our oldest is 12, so, you know, let's run to the grocery store or something, but I don't know about running off to the mountains for a few days. That's probably a little beyond what we probably want to trust at this point, if we still want to have a house when we come back. So we're not there yet, but just do remember them, that the Lord would give them a restful time as they're on vacation there. Who else has got a request to make?
Remember my wife.
Wow.
She's been sick for a couple months ago. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. So remember her if you will.
Yes, amen. Remember this.
I pray, Lord, for the children and anyone that's lost, Lord, that you would draw
Lord, may you be exalted in this assembly. I pray for our leader in this nation, God, and I pray for this church, that you would need to help us grow us more in knowledge and truth. Help us to surrender to you all, God, and to just follow you and trust you. Thank you for loving us, God. I pray, Lord, that you be with us. Lord, that name of Jesus be exalted in everything that's said and done here this morning. To his name we pray.
Praising. begin reading in chapter number 2, 2 Thessalonians in chapter number 2. That is in your New Testament just before Timothy.
Truth, but have pleasure
and unrighteousness. Father, I pray that you'd add your blessing to the reading of your word, that you've been glorified in this. I pray, God, that you capture every mind and heart that is here this morning to be, Lord, focused, God, this morning on your word, God. May you speak to us as only you can. I am completely worthless here this morning, God, without your moving, without your help. I pray, God, that you fill me full of the Holy Ghost. God, that you move upon the hearers this morning that we may receive your word. Lord, it's in Jesus' name we beg. Amen. Thank you for standing. So, in this little bit, a few verses that I just read to you, he has covered a lot of ground. He has started in the time where we're at, where we're looking for the first thing that should happen before the end, and that is the rapture of the church. That'll be the first thing that is a definitive thing that will happen before the tribulation period starts. And he's talking about that, and where he gets to a point of all the way to where that he's talking about when the Lord will come back after the tribulation period, and then he will consume and destroy the false prophet and the Antichrist. Now, notice this, first of all, that he says this. He says, and this is what we need to focus on, first of all, for those of you this morning that are Christian, and we need to understand this. This is not something that should be scary to a Christian. Yeah. This is not something that should cause trouble to a Christian. I want to say this, that if it troubles you this morning, then I would encourage you to get right with God. I would encourage you to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're lost this morning and you don't know the free pardon of sin, I'd encourage you to come to this altar. And you can come now, you can come whenever that you feel as if you need to come. Now, you don't have to wait for the end of service. Lord willing, we'll give an altar call, but you don't have to wait till then. I want to encourage you to get right with God. Today is the day of salvation. Yes, I want to say that if you know that you're saved, and yet it worries you still, I want to encourage you to get right with God. I want to encourage you to put your faith and trust in Him, and to know that He is good. Yes. I want to encourage you this morning to put all your eggs in one basket. Amen. Yes. Hey, I ain't want no financial advisor to tell you, but I tell you, that's what the Word of God tells us. Amen. We can put all of our faith in Him alone. Amen. Amen. And He'll make it happen. I can promise you this. You don't have to worry about what's going to come of your children or your family or your loved ones. Hey, can you not trust God with that? Amen. I'm going to say this. If you can't trust Him with it then, if He is to call you in the rapture of the church, then I'm going to say you can't trust Him with it now. Because if He's not able to do it after you're gone, then He's not able to do it with you here. But praise God, He's able to do it.
Amen.
He's able to save. Matter of fact, He might be better able to save Him without you here. I don't know, but I'm just saying this, that God is able, God is good, and I would strongly encourage you to put your trust in Him. That's why the Bible says here in verse number 2, He says, well, coming back, He says in verse 1, He says, I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him. He says, I'm begging you in the name of the Lord Jesus and the fact that He's coming, the blessed hope of the church. Not only is He coming, but He's going to gather us to Him, that where He is, we may be also. He says that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled. He said, don't be shaken, don't be worried. He said, don't be troubled, don't be dismayed. He said, don't have your stomach in knots. He said, don't have your anxiety up. He said, don't let it be something that's going to bother you. Hey, I'll tell you, there's plenty of things down here in this earth that can bother us and bother me and you. But I want to tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ coming back and calling us home shouldn't be one of them. That's the blessed hope of the church. That's something we can look forward to. That's something that we can look to and say, what a day that'll be. Whenever He comes and calls us to Himself. It says, not only do not be shaken, don't be scared. It said, don't be worried about it. It says, but in your spirit, it says, don't be doing it by your spirit. Look what it says. It says, neither by spirit, meaning it's saying that, you know, our own selves can stir ourselves up, right? He says, nor by word, matter what nobody else says. It says, don't let yourself, don't talk yourself into being worried about it. Don't be worried about what other people say. You hear all kinds of stuff nowadays. You know, I promise you this. If you go home and you get on Facebook and the interwebs and you look and YouTubes and all this, you know, there's all kinds of people talking about it's the last days. And, you know, they tell you, you hear all kinds of stuff. Some of it's good, some of it's not. I've heard all kinds. But I'm going to say this, some people, I believe, just literally want to scare people to death.
Yeah.
You know? And I would say this, if you lost, you know, you probably should be scared, but you don't have to stay that way.
Yeah.
But he says, neither by word. He says, don't let nothing but nobody says scare you, Christian. If you're in Christ Jesus, then there's something for you to look forward to, not to dread. It's not something to worry. It's not something to cause you disheartened. Hey, I want to say this. This is not something that I've got to worry about.
Yeah.
I got to worry about paying my taxes. We ought to be at war. You know that? I ain't going to chase that rabbit. But I'm just going to say this. You know why they take the income taxes out before you get paid? It's because if you realized how much that they were taking from you, and they took it at the end of the year, and you had to save that money and then give it to them, then we would there be a civil war.
Yes, sir.
Because of it.
Yeah.
And so I got to worry about paying taxes. I hate paying income. Why would I pay taxes so long? Does that bother you?
Yeah.
Sure, it does, right? Yeah. Don't get super spiritual on me. We all hate paying taxes. I got to worry about paying my taxes. I got to worry about paying my vehicle insurance. I try to do that once a year, save me $100 maybe. But I try to save up the money and pay it once a year. I got to worry about that. I got to worry about paying for tuition for my kids. You know, their stuff that's going on. I got to worry about whether or not, you know, I don't know, they're talking about stuff that's going on in the post office. I work at the post office, you know, they're going to do this, they're going to do this. Hey, I'm going to tell you, they said they're going to get rid of a bunch of people. I promise you, they ain't going to be milk carriers because they ain't enough of us as it is. So I'm not worried about losing my job. I'm just, you know, I got to worry about what happened. I'm going to say this. Of all the things I got to worry about, and all the things I could worry about, now, every one of them things, me and you and every one of us are going to give back to God and trust Him with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, but we're human, right?
Right.
But I will say this, out of all the things I got to worry about, the Lord Jesus coming back ain't one of them.
Right.
That's something I look forward to.
Yeah.
That's something I'm excited about. You know why you're excited about it? Because you don't know when it's going to happen. If you know when it's going to happen, then this is what you'd do. You'd say, well, you know what, I can get away with doing this. I don't have to be at church. I can lay out. I can go and do this. And I can have fun over here. And I can just lollygag. But you know what? If He's coming back on this day, I'll make sure I'm ready then. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Why do you think He made it so that He said, no man knows the day or hour?
Yeah.
He said, but be watchful and be ready.
Yeah.
That you may be found serving Him when He comes. He says, don't be troubled. Hey, listen, let me tell you, that's why I said that if you lost, get right with God. I encourage you. If you're saved, I'm encouraging you. If it worries you, get right with God. Why? Because He is coming back. Now, we went through last week, and we talked about all the signs that we're living in the last days, and we looked at Matthew 24, and if you missed that, and you can go back on the website and listen to it, or you can go back and you can read some of it there in Matthew 24. It's there, but there were signs of false messiahs, those that were claimed to be Jesus. There were signs of geopolitical turmoil. There's wars and rumors of wars. We talked about all the nations that are at war right now. There were signs of natural disasters, and we talked about how that the earthquakes, this seismos, that Greek word there, that means the earth being shook. That's from a natural disaster. And they're all over in diverse places. We talk about the signs of the persecution of the church, and we see that. We talk about the signs of social disorder. We talk about the signs of false teachers with bad theology being put out there, and how we can see that. We talk about the signs of the church growing cold when it's needed most, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, is what the Bible says. And we talked about the sign of Israel being gathered together again. But then there is this thing here. He says in verse 3 of 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, he says, let no man deceive you by any means.
Amen.
He said, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. It's talking about, of course, the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, if you heard me, I said we would title the message, The Falling Away of the Church and the Spirit of the Antichrist. Why? Because those two are linked. Those two are one thing. The falling away of the church is a result of the working of the Spirit of the Antichrist. You say, what do you mean? You say, I thought that you just said that the day of the Lord is not going to come except the Antichrist be revealed. That's right. I'm talking about the singular person. I'm not talking about the spirit of Antichrist. Matter of fact, the spirit of Antichrist was at work in Judas's day. Amen. The spirit of Antichrist has been at work since then. It's been at work in your family. It's been at work in your life. It's been at work everywhere that you go apostolically. Do you know what that means? It means it is against the nature of Jesus Christ. Anything and everything that opposes itself against God, that is of the spirit of Antichrist. Whenever we read this here, it says that except there come a falling away of the church, first of all. Hey, I'm going to say this. He said that day, he said, don't be deceived. He said that day will not come except there come a falling away of the church. I want to ask you this. Hey, do I need to give you any statistic for you to know that there is a falling away of the church? That it's evident before your eyes that in your time that you've seen a falling away of the church. That there used to be people that was in that. I'm not just talking about the attendance. I'm not just talking about per capita, the amount of people that attend church. But I'm also talking about how that the church itself as an institution is falling away. Meaning that not only is people falling away from the church, but the church is falling away from God. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to say this. Hey, I don't want to be counted as part of them ones that's fell away from God. And one day He's coming back, and it is sooner than later, according to the Word of God. I want to be found faithful in that day.
Amen.
I hope my hope for you is that you want to be found faithful in that day. I want to tell you this, that among sinners I am chief. I want to tell you this, that among failures I am number one. And I want to tell you this, that it's a struggle for me day to day. I hope you think, and I hope you don't know, I hope you don't think that this preacher has it together all the time, because I sure don't. I want to tell you this, and if it's left up to me, I'd make the biggest mess of Christianity you've ever seen. But I want to tell you this, I got one I can lean on. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And that's what it takes, friend, that I can find my strength in Him. I will say you'll find strength in Him, having the dependence and the rely on Him. If somebody was to come and to break into my house, and they were armed, and it was three or four grown men, I promise you that my children is going to come find Dad.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do, but Lord willing, I'll take care of business if I could, if the Lord would allow me to.
Yeah.
So that's my job.
Right.
And I try. But they're going to come find me because they know that they don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
I will say this, that we will never overcome our sinful ways and habits until we realize we don't stand a chance.
Amen.
Until we are willing to call on Daddy and say, Daddy, help. Guess what? Daddy ain't going to fail. Guess what? Daddy ain't going to be overwhelmed. Daddy ain't going to be overcome. He's going to come through for you every single time when you call on Him in that way.
Amen.
But call on Him and be ready, because we can see that there is a falling away of the church. It's evident to us. We look at it. We see it everywhere that we go. So many are not concerned at all about holiness. So many. I'm not talking about legalism. Y'all know this. I've preached series on this. I've preached on this until I was blue in the face. Hey, I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about holiness. Yes. I'm talking about being sold out for God. I'm not talking about what you can do. I'm talking about what He can do through you.
Yes.
In 1 John chapter number 2, the Bible says this in verse 18, little children, he says, it is the last time.
Yeah.
And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now, there are many Antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time.
Yeah.
So, well, wait a second. You said that Antichrist is going to be there. He's talking about those that are indwelt with the spirit of the Antichrist. I'm going to say it's politicians that are indwelt with the spirit of the Antichrist. They work against the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you this. They are those that are behind the sacred desk of pulpits, presuming themselves to be ministers of God, and they are not. They are false teachers. They are doing the work of the Antichrist. I'm going to say this. These people all over, everywhere that you see on the news and everywhere that you go on TV and on the radio, that are presuming the positions of that, of having to be indwelt with the spirit of the Antichrist, and they are teaching these false doctrines. He says that is how we know it is the last time. He goes on to say, they went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. He said that this is many that went out of the church. They were part of the church, but they've left the church. Some of them have left the church altogether. Some of them still claim to be part of the church, but they changed the name, they changed the doctrine, they changed the Bible, and they just make it form to whatever that they want it to be like. They're doing the same thing that the children of Israel done when Moses went to get the law from God. They said, you know what? This ain't the God we want. They said, Aaron, make us a God. We'll worship him. Hey, they didn't give it a new name. They still said they was worshiping God, but they had made it in their own image.
That's right.
Rather than conform their lives to God, they conform God to their lives. That's what many people in America today are doing. That's what many people within the churches are doing. They'll say the preacher's wrong. They'll say the Bible's wrong. They'll say whatever's wrong. And they'll go and you can get on the internet and you'll find somebody that agrees with you. You'll say, well, he said this or she said this.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you've got away from God. And that's why we're in such a mess that we're in. It's because the spirit of Antichrist is at work. Says they went out from us, but they were not all of us.
Yeah.
Be cautious, departing from the ways of truth, departing from the word of God. Hey, I want to say this, that God is sovereign. He's in control. He is the one that has established his word. He said this earth's going to pass away. He said heaven's going to pass away. He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth one day. But he said this, his word will never pass away. It'll be forevermore.
Yeah.
Do not depart from the word of God. He goes on to say this. He said, they went out from us. Verse 20, 1 John chapter 2. He said, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things I have written unto you because ye... I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. He said, I want to talk to them that know the truth today. He said, if you've heard the truth, you know the truth. He said, I'm talking to you today. He said, there's something that you need to understand. He said, them that are blinded, them that are in unbelief, he said, they don't know the truth of God. He said, they're blinded. He said, they can't understand this, what I'm about to tell you. He said, but if you know the truth, he said, if you've been set free from the bondage of lies that Satan has sown in this world, and you know the truth of the gospel, that you can be set free from the power of sin because of the blood of Jesus Christ that has been given on the cross of Calvary in payment for your sin. He says, if you know the truth, he says, then I'm talking to you. He said, who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son.
Yeah.
He says, whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father.
Right.
But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also.
Yes.
Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. He said, what does that spirit of Antichrist do? He said, he denies Jesus Christ, and by doing so, he denies the Father.
Yes.
So guess what? When you talk about Muslims, and they worship all they call the Abrahamic faith, that's the spirit of Antichrist.
Right.
Let me tell you this. God has still got a plan for the land of Israel and the nation of Israel.
Yeah.
But the religion of Judaism is the spirit of Antichrist.
Yeah.
what I'm saying. Why? Because they deny the Son.
Yes.
The Bible says clearly here that those who deny the Son have denied the Father. And that is the spirit of the Antichrist, essentially. He goes on and he continues this thought. He picks it up a little bit again in 1 John chapter 4. And he says, beloved, believe not every spirit.
Yep.
Listen to this. Pay close attention to this.
Yes.
Those of you who are students, those of you who are learning, those of you who are hungry for knowledge, and those of you who would study in your own time, and you would go and you would read commentaries, or you would listen to people on the internet or videos, there's nothing wrong with that. I encourage you to seek knowledge. I seek knowledge. I think it's a good thing to do. But listen to this. He says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits,
yes,
whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Yes.
He says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. He said, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ was born into this world as a man, what other purpose would God do that for if it were not to save sinners? Amen.
Yeah.
Preached on this back before Christmas. Why did Jesus come? He came for two main reasons. He came to destroy the works of the devil, and he came to save sinners.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Why would he come unless it was to save sinners? He said that every spirit that comes from God professes this. So let me tell you this. You can say somebody can get the rapture wrong. They can get the millennial reign wrong. He said, I'm telling you, don't get mad at me. They can be a Methodist. They can do. They can have a different version of the Bible. Hey, don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you. They can do all kinds of things. But long as they got this right, that Jesus Christ was sent to this world to die for my sin and your sin. That is of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
He says, where do you get wrong? Listen, he tells you. Try the spirits. He says, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and is that spirit of Antichrist.
Yeah.
Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world.
Yeah.
So we see that even then, that spirit of the Antichrist was there in the world in his time. It was evidence to him. Where do you think that Judas got the idea to trade Jesus out for that 30 pieces of silver?
Yeah.
Today it'd be worth about $1,000. That's what it cost. That's what it cost him. That's what he was paid to sell out the Lord Jesus Christ, one that he had served and walked with and he'd been with. Hey, I want to tell you, $1,000 is a lot of money, but it ain't enough for me to sell out my Savior.
Right.
Hey, I want to say this, but the Bible says that he went out from us, that it might be made manifest that they were not all of us.
Yeah.
Be cautious, departing from the Word of God. Going back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he says this. There'll be a falling away of the church. Says that man of sin. Now we're not just talking about the working of the spirit of the Antichrist, but we're talking about the falling away of the church, but we're talking about the working, the manifestation of the spirit of the Antichrist whenever it is coming to fruition. Now, follow with me if you would. He said there's a falling away of the church in verse 3. And it says that man of sin be revealed the son of perdition. It says, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Yeah.
He's presenting himself as being God himself, is what the Bible says. He is of the spirit of the Antichrist. Now let me tell you, how is this man coming to power? How is this man going to rule? How is this man on this white horse who is not Jesus, by the way, that is going to come and is going to rule and glory? Why do you think he's riding the white horse? It's because he wants to look like him.
Right.
We're not getting into that yet. That's in Revelation.
Yeah.
But we're getting that. We're going to get there later when we're talking about the tribulation period coming up here soon. But nevertheless, we understand this, that he has many great powers and signs and lying wonders that he's using to deceive many. And how is it that so many are following him except they are also indwelled with the spirit of the Antichrist? Are you following me?
Yeah.
We see that the falling away of the church is the result of the work of the spirit of the Antichrist that is already in the world now. And one day soon, the rapture of the church is going to happen, and this man of sin is going to come into power. This man of sin who assumes himself to be God. It says that he opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. And that's why I have a difficult time believing that this man's going to be a Catholic. I don't believe that. I don't believe that this man is going to be a Muslim. There's theories out there that, you know, it could be a Muslim because they have a prophetic book similar to our book of Revelation that sort of mirrors our Revelation, so to speak. And I can see that, but I believe that's just going to help the Muslims that are here on earth get behind this man. I don't believe he's going to be a Muslim. No, he's going to be something entirely different. He's going to be something, the Bible says, he opposes everything that is called God. And exalteth himself above all that is worshipped. Okay? So you think about this. The number one thing right now that opposes itself against God is secular humanism.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I got news for you. The evidence is clear. It's crept into the church. Now, if you don't know, secular humanism is this. Secular humanism is that there's nothing that should be worshipped beyond that of your own self.
Yeah.
That's basically what it means. Let me put it to you this way. Here's the evidence of it. That abortion is okay. Killing babies is okay. Because sexual pleasure is the number one achievement of mankind. That's what they believe.
Yeah.
Okay? And if having a child is stopping you from your promiscuity, then you just need to get rid of that because that's the issue. Okay, secular humanism is going to teach that you should pursue money and wealth and fame more than the betterment of your brothers or sisters, anybody that you care about, because that's the number one thing you can do for yourself. It's all about loving yourself and doing for yourself. You see it all the time. You know, you've got to love yourself. You'll hear that all the time. You're on the internet. You see stuff like that, right? They'll tell you, hey, listen, I ain't never had a problem loving myself. Sure, I've been depressed before. I know what that's like. I've been anxious before. I know what that's like. That's not what I'm talking about. I still love myself. Matter of fact, I found out that a lot of times the reason I'm depressed is because I love myself too much.
Yeah.
I'm selfish.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Secular humanism exalts itself above God and opposes everything that is called up. Secular humanism teaches that biology isn't even real. It's worried about hurting somebody's feelings.
Yeah.
Who is less than 1% of the population that claims to be a man, claiming to be a woman, or a woman claiming to be a man. You know, I want to see the day that some of these transgender women or men or whichever you call them are competing in men's sports and beating them.
Yeah.
It just don't happen.
No.
Listen. Ladies, it's just a fact of nature. God made you beautiful. God made you warm and caretaking and affectionate and welcoming. And men, God made you strong.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. Now, you ladies, if you know how to use the gifts that God gave you appropriately, your warmness, your kindness, your affection, then you can easily manipulate any man into using his strength for your favor. So, I don't see what the problem is. I wish I had that superpower. But in any case, we see how that secular humanism is something that's not only out there in the world, but guess what? It's in the church. Why?
Yeah.
Because we see so many of the church that have begun to develop this sense of worship that is not according to the word of God, but is according to the design of their own making.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, that is the spirit of the Antichrist at work. Whenever we see churches that are now allowing homosexuals to be to have positions within the church, there are homosexual pastors of churches.
Yeah.
Okay? whenever we see the departure from the Word of God. And now there have been so many that have departed from the Word of God. You have women behind the pulpits. You have homosexuals behind the pulpits. You have all kinds of things that are going against the Word of God. Let me tell you where it started. Let me tell you where it started. It started with the first ones that had a pastor that was a man that was not a homosexual, and he got caught up in something that would otherwise, according to the Word of God, forced him to forfeit his position as pastor. And we accepted that. And when you make one compromise, the next one is just going to come even bigger. And so the next thing you know, we're allowing more and more and more things. And then the next thing you know, we're allowing women to preach. Whenever we're going to allow women to preach, that goes against the Word of God. Well, we can excuse it. We can say, well, that's not what it means when it says that. That's not what it's talking about. What do you think it's talking about?
That's right. Yeah.
I heard a preacher say one time, Brody Balcom, they asked him if they was having that as in church. And a man stood up and he raised his hand. And he said, my wife wants to know why you don't allow women to preach in your church. And he said, I'm going to turn up here and read this. And he went over to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and he read where it says, I suffer not a woman to teach nor to serve authority over a man. And he says, because the Bible says so. Next question.
Yeah.
And that's the problem we're going to deal with.
Yeah.
And we know, obviously, that there's nobody who's living in open sin like homosexuality and adultery and fornication and all these things that should be pastored and leading churches.
Yeah.
And yet those things are going on. There's perverseness that's inside of churches today, so-called churches. And not only, listen to this, not only are these things allowed, but friends, if you don't know it, I promise you it's true, it is promoted within the churches.
Yeah.
He said these days will not, he said, don't be deceived. These days will not come except they're going to fall away first, and that men of sin be revealed. That spirit of Antichrist is already working. And he says this. He says that, I'm going to skip down. We're running a little bit late. Verse 8 says, when that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. He is from Satan. He has been. He is following Satan. He is doing the work of Satan. The Bible says this: with all deceivableness and uprightness in them that perish, because in them, or let's see, in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now, listen. This is where I want to end with this. We're talking about what's going to happen leading up to the rapture. Now we're talking about, he's talking about the rapture. He started out verse 1 saying, I beseech you by the coming of our Lord and by our gathering to him. He's talking about the rapture. He says, that day will not come. That day will not come except they're coming falling away first. And he says, that day will not come unless that man of sin be revealed. Then he goes and he talks about, we talked about the spirit of Antichrist. Well, we see it already at work. And it's going to culminate in the form of one man, right? Okay, well, we can see all these things coming to happen. We can see all these things coming to fruition. And here's the thing. Lord Jesus is coming back. Now, I will tell you this, that during that time of tribulation, I believe that there will be many that will be saved. The Bible says that if it wasn't for the elect's sake, that there would no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.
Yeah.
So there will be those that are saved during the tribulation.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. I believe this a lot. If you've been in church and you have a knowledge, not an age, but a knowledge, pay attention to this. If you all haven't heard anything else this morning, I hope that you pay attention and that the Holy Ghost will speak to your heart. That's my prayer. Don't you know I prayed for you last night. I prayed for you this week. And don't even know who you are, but I pray that God will speak to your heart. Understand this. That if you've heard the truth of the gospel and you've received it, when he comes and takes the church away, you will already be doomed because you have pleasure in righteousness, what the Bible says. It says that with all deceivableness and righteousness in them, I'm in verse 10 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. that they all might be damned who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Yeah.
Now he's talking about the rapture of the church. He's talking about the rapture of those that will be taken away because they've been born again by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And he's saying this, that I've said there will be some that are saved. There might even be some children that's brought to church and saved. Like I said, I was a teenager. Before I ever really heard the gospel, it'd been preached to me my whole life. And I know it better, but the first time I ever heard the gospel, and it actually went into my mind, and I understood it, I got saved. Okay? Before I'd heard it, but it never went into my heart. So I believe that there'll be some that are there like that. But I want to say this, if you've heard it, you've understood it, and you've stayed, and you've said, I don't want to go and be saved, I don't want to change my ways, I don't want to be embarrassed, whatever it is that's keeping you from becoming a child of God, I'd encourage you this morning to let it go.
Yes.
Amen. Ain't nothing worth missing heaven over. Amen. Ain't nothing worth missing heaven over and being doomed to burn in eternal hell in the flames that have consumed forever and ever and ever. He says this, that it's not, we talked about the church falling away. We talked about that man of sin, and all this is the culmination of the work of the spirit of the Antichrist. But look here, this is not the work of the Antichrist. This is right. The work of God.
Yes.
Yeah. This is God's judgment on those that have pleasure in unrighteousness. Oh, that was me. Thank you, God, for having mercy.
Amen.
I thank God he had mercy on my rotten soul that he saved me. I didn't have to die and go to hell.
Amen.
Oh, I didn't want nothing to do with God. I didn't want nothing to do with church. I didn't want nothing to do with church people. I wanted the preacher to hurry up and shut up so I could get out and go out with my friends and my girlfriend and go eat or whatever the case was. But I'm glad that day he come by and convicted my heart.
Amen.
And he saved my soul.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
He says this, for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Sherry, will you come get us a song on the piano, please? Let's have everybody bow your head and close your eyes. Some of you probably already begin to pray. Pray for the one that's lost. Pray for them that don't know the Lord Jesus. I want to ask you first of all this morning. Jesus is coming back, and it is soon. I want to ask you, are you prepared? I want to ask you this morning. Have you heard the gospel? Has it convicted your heart? There's nothing that needs to happen until the Lord Jesus comes back. It can be this day. Are you prepared? Say, preacher, don't try to scare me. I hope it's scary. I wish I could scare you into getting saved. I can't do it. But if God spoke to your heart, if the Lord Jesus has moved in, revealed himself to you, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. That means don't put it off. We know that it's a work of God. Nobody comes to the Lord except the Lord draws them. Our test, the Bible teaches clearly that we can't reject them. You can turn your back and trot underfoot the Son of God. God's got a place for you. He loves you. He wants to save you. Thank you. accomplishments, I just want to be found being faithful. Why don't you come this morning and say, Lord, I want to be found faithful. Like I said, we'll never get there until we can look at it like little children and say, Daddy, I don't stand a chance. Find your strength in Him. I'm going to pray this morning as I pray. I ask you, if the Lord spoke to your heart, why don't you come and join us? Like to pray with you, let me know. I can pray with you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, God, for the truth that you bear, God, and that you will to share with us. I pray, God, that you meet every need on every heart here this morning. God, I know, Lord, that you do work. Lord, that your word don't return void. I thank you for the opportunity to come and worship, God. What a wonderful God you are to allow us to come in and to be with your presence. I pray that you'd move on every heart, every need. Lord, I pray that you'd forgive me where I failed you. God, I pray that you'd strengthen my heart, my mind, and my body to live for you. God, have mercy upon me every day, God. Lord, sanctify me with your Holy Spirit, God, that I will be about your business. Lord, that everywhere I go and all that I do and say, God, that I'd be concerned most of all about serving you and being right with you, God. Lord, I thank you for what you do in my life, what you've done, and what you're going to do. Thank you for this church, Lord. What a blessing and honor it is to be here with them all. Lord, I pray that you meet every need that's on their hearts. I know these things here this morning, God, that only you know about. God, I pray, Lord, that those things that you would comfort and help in them situations, God, that you'd be glorified. We give you praise for your worthy. You're so worthy. Help us, Lord Jesus, to depend on you. Lord, it's in the name of Jesus we beg these things this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we see fit. Lord, help us, Lord, each and every one.
amended.